Marcel, the child in number 4. In a provincial sanatorium, there was a boy of approximately 8 to 10 years old whose condition was difficult to describe. He was designated as number 4. He was completely contorted, whether as the result of a congenital deformity or as a result of the disease itself. His twisted legs touched his neck and he was so gaunt that his bones were about to tear through his skin. His body was covered with sores and his suffering was atrocious. He belonged to a poor Jewish family and his sad condition had lasted 4 years. He was remarkably intelligent for his age. His sweetness, his patience, and his resignation were uplifting. The physician under whose care he had been placed was touched by compassion for the poor, nearly abandoned child. His parents seldom seemed to come to visit him, and he took a special interest in him. He enjoyed chatting with him, charmed by his intellectual precociousness. Not only did he treat him kindly, but when his duties would permit, he'd read to him and marvel at his rectitude of judgment on matters that seemed beyond his age. One day, the boy said to the physician,
"Doctor, please be so kind as to give me some more of the same pills as the last ones."
"But why, my child?" replied the physician. "I have given you enough already, and I'm afraid a bigger dose might be harmful."
"Well, it's just that I'm suffering so much. I've been trying not to cry, and I've prayed to God to give me strength not to disturb the other patients, but it's been hard not to. Those pills make me sleep, and when I'm asleep, at least I don't disturb anyone."
These words are not enough to demonstrate the elevation of this soul enclosed within a malformed body. Where could this poor creature have gotten such sentiments? Certainly not within the environment in which he had been raised. Moreover, he could not yet have possessed such an ability to reason at the age at which he had begun to suffer. These sentiments were thus inborn. However, if he was possessed of such noble instincts, and if we were to accept the fact that this soul was created at the same time as his body, the instrument of such cruel torture, why had he been condemned by God to such a miserable and painful life? Yes, one would either have to deny the goodness of God or accept an anterior cause, that is, the pre-existence of the soul and the plurality of existences. The child is dead now, and his last thoughts were about God and about the caring doctor who had taken pity on him. After some time, his spirit was evoked at the Parisian Society, where he provided the following communication in 1863.
"You called me, and in order to touch all hearts, I have come to make my voice heard beyond this wall. May the vibrations of its echo reach people in their loneliness and remind them that agony on earth prepares them for the joys of heaven, that suffering is nothing more than the peel of a delectable fruit that yields courage and resignation. That voice will tell them that upon the invalid's pallet of misery lie those sent by the Lord. Their mission consists in teaching humankind that there is no pain that is insuperable with the help of the omnipotent and the good spirits. That voice will enable them to hear groaning mixed with prayer and to understand the pious harmony that is much different than the guilty tones of groaning mixed with blasphemy. One of your good spirits, a great apostle of Spiritism, has granted me his place tonight. I would like to take my turn to say something about the progress of your doctrine, which will aid the mission of those who incarnate amongst you in order to learn how to suffer. Spiritism will be the signpost. They will have its example and voice to follow. Groaning will then be turned into cries of contentment and tears of joy."
"From what you have said, it seems that your suffering was not an expiation of previous wrongs."
My suffering was not actually a direct expiation, but I can assure you that all suffering has a just cause. The one whom you knew as being so miserable had once been handsome, great, rich, and admired. I had flatterers and courtesans. I was vain and proud. I had once been truly guilty. I denied God and harmed my fellow beings. But I cruelly expiated my wrongs thereafter, first in the spirit world and then on the earth. The suffering I endured for only a few years during my last and short existence, I bore for an entire lifetime into extreme old age in the existence before it. Through repentance, I re-entered the grace of the Lord, who entrusted me with several missions, the last one of which you are familiar with. I myself had asked for them in order to achieve my purification. Goodbye, my friends. I will return to you a few more times. My mission is to console, not to instruct. Nonetheless, there are so many here whose wounds lie hidden that they will be happy with my presence. Marcel.